You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Judaism 101. In part one of this podcast, you will learn who is a Jew and what is Judaism. Who is a Jew? The original name for the people we now call Jews was Hebrews, Ivrit. Another name used for the people is Children of Israel or Israelites, which refers to the fact that the people are descendants of Jacob, who is also called Israel. The word Jew, in Hebrew Yehudi, is derived from the name Judah, in Hebrew as Yehuda, who was the name of one of Jacob's 12 sons. Judah was the ancestor of one of the tribes of Israel, which was named after him. Likewise, the word Judaism literally means Judahism, that is, the religion of the Yehudim. Originally, the term Yehudi referred specifically to members of the tribe of Judah, as distinguished from the other tribes of Israel. However, after the death of King Solomon, the nation of Israel was split into two kingdoms, the kingdom of Judah and the kingdom of Israel. After that time, the word Yehudi could properly be used to describe anyone from the kingdom of Judah, which included the tribes of Judah, Levi, and half of Benjamin, as well as scattered settlements from other tribes. The most obvious biblical example of this usage is in Esther 2:5, where Mordecai is referred to as both a Yehudi and a member of the tribe of Benjamin. In the 6th century BCE, the Kingdom of Israel was conquered by Assyria, and the 10 tribes were exiled from the land, leaving only the tribes in the Kingdom of Judah remaining to carry on Abraham's heritage. These people of the Kingdom of Judah were generally known to themselves and to other nations as Yehudim, Jews, and that name continues to be used today. In common speech, the word Jew is used to refer to all the physical and spiritual descendants of Jacob, as well as to the patriarchs Abraham and Isaac and their wives, and the word Judaism is used to refer to their beliefs. Technically, this usage is inaccurate, just as it is technically inaccurate to use the word Indian to refer to the original inhabitants of the Americas. However, this technically inaccurate usage is common both within the Jewish community and outside of it. A Jew is any person whose mother was a Jew, or any person who has gone through the formal process of conversion to Judaism according to Jewish law. It is important to note that being a Jew has nothing to do with what you believe or what you do. A person born to non-Jewish parents, who has not undergone the formal process of conversion, but who believes everything that Orthodox Jews believe, and observes every law and custom of Judaism, is still a non-Jew, even in the eyes of the most liberal movements of Judaism. And a person born to a Jewish mother who is an atheist and never practices the Jewish religion is still a Jew, even in the eyes of the most Orthodox. In this sense, Judaism is more like a nationality than like other religions, and being Jewish is like a citizenship. What is Judaism? Judaism is mostly thought of as a religion, a set of ideas about the world and the way we should live our lives. Judaism is studied in religious study courses and taught to Jewish children. However, many people who call themselves Jews do not believe in that religion. The most traditional Jews and the most liberal Jews and everyone in between would agree that these secular people are still Jews, regardless of their disbelief. Jews are clearly not a race. Race is a genetic distinction and refers to people with shared ancestry and shared genetic traits. You cannot change your race. Common ancestry is not required to be a Jew. Many Jews worldwide share common ancestry, as shown by genetic research. However, you can be a Jew without sharing this common ancestry. Most secular American Jews think of their Jewishness as a matter of culture or ethnicity. There are certainly cultural traits and behaviors that are shared by many Jews that make us feel more comfortable with other Jews. Jews in many parts of the world share many of those cultural aspects. However, that culture is not shared by all Jews all over the world, and people who do not share that culture are no less Jews because of it. There is a certain amount of truth in the claims that Judaism is a religion, a race, or an ethnic group. None of these descriptions is entirely accurate to describe what connects Jews to other Jews. Almost all Jews feel a sense of connectedness to each other that many find hard to explain, define, or even understand. The best explanation is the traditional one given in the Torah, that the Jews are a nation. Anyone who feels any sense of Jewish identity shares that sense of Jewish peoplehood. Jews refer to that nation as the Jewish people, or the children of Israel. As a nation or people, Jews share common ideas, ancestry, and culture, but there is also room for diversity in each of these areas. The most important part of being a nation is that sense of interconnectedness. Judaism as a religion is very communally oriented. For example, prayers are normally stated in the plural, and Jews are supposed to pray in communal groups. Many of the Jewish holiday observances are family or community oriented, yet even people who are not religious at all feel that sense of Jewish community. When Jews suffer or are persecuted, all Jews feel the pain. When a Jew does something illegal, immoral, or shameful, all Jews feel the shame, and all Jews feel that it reflects on all other Jews. And when a Jew accomplishes something significant, all Jews feel proud. Thank you for listening to part 1 of Judaism 101. Shalom.